Hey, look out. It's time for one more thing as we wrap up everything you need to know to get your day started. All right, here's a little military trivia for you. There is only one president who served in both World War I and World War II.
Oh, come on. You know me. David McDonald's a presidential historian.
I know.
His name is Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Now, where's my money?
What? I mean, you could be right on a technicality, but the only president who was actually part of the military, World War II and World War II, that was Dwight. Dwight Eisenhower.
Eisenhower Ike. Yeah. Oh, I should have known that.
Fun fact.
Damn it.
Fun fact, this one you don't know. My own father was on Ike's staff in World War II.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did he like Ike?
I'm sure he did. I mean, he was way down
on
the staff.
That was his damn presidential pin. I like Ike. That was the slogan.
I'm sure he did. And we didn't talk much about it. Those World War II guys, they don't talk much about what they saw. That's one more thing. Now you are ready for the day. Get out there and rock it with the rest.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.